Good evening, and thanks to all who are here live tonight on EA Truth Radio or who are hearing this podcast post-broadcast. And welcome to EA Truth Media, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. I'm your host tonight, Andrew Schechter. And this Truth News podcast topic is why we need to stop blaming the Democrats for the pandemic. And seriously, no, I have not turned liberal. We'll have a few interesting topics. Wait a couple minutes to see who comes on board. You never know with these podcasts whether you'll have an audience or a viewership or not. And this is a very important topic that we're going to be discussing tonight. Been noticing a lot of podcasts and things on the internet about what's going on with this pandemic? Who started this? Where did it come from? Oh, it's Wuhan, China. It's the Democrats. It's this. It's that. You're making all these excuses for these little groups. Oh, it's this group or that group. So let's look at the big picture first of all. While we're getting started here, so Democrats can do things like impeach a president. They can blame people for actions that are underneath the president or a member of Congress. They can make rules or mandates that people don't like. You can do all kinds of stuff, but there are things you can't do. There are things that go beyond the entire Democratic National Party or the Republicans, the Republican National Party. There are things you can do within your own country, even with outside your country. But let's look at some things that make sense and then some things that don't make sense. Okay, so the first thing is, we know that President Trump and he got elected. He was not supposed to get elected. All the polls were against him, and yet the polls were all rigged. And every effort was made to cause him to lose. And the Democratic Party chose a candidate that couldn't win. I have an odd feeling personally that if Bernie Sanders in 2016 were running, that we might not have seen Donald Trump in the office right now. And this year, if they had chosen a different person, if they had chosen, say, Tulsi Gabbard, I think Donald Trump would have had a serious problem. Someone who has more of a moderate that would have been more of a pull or draw to those that are not looking for that far left. Democrats have indeed gone so far left. And a lot of Republicans have gone so far right that there's no meeting in the middle at this point anymore. So there definitely is a lot of things. There are a lot of things going on. But now it's silly to say the Democrats shut the whole world down. Now, hear me out on this. This is very important because, yes, there are issues that the Democrats have. And they want to see the country disrupted in order to eliminate Donald Trump. Now, why would they want to do that? The primary reason for doing that is what we call the deep state. And people call me a conspiracy theorist. It's not a theory. It's the truth. The deep state is the collaboration of a group of criminal elements that they call the worldwide criminal syndicate. And it includes a lot of people in a lot of countries. And this year in particular, the last few years, China has been getting involved very heavily. Like a lot of people have said, China is our enemy. They want to, they want to run the world, basically. They want to own all the countries. They want to own us. They want to own the entire world. And they're going to do it. They're going to do it if we let them get away with it. They're going to take off they're going to take everything from us, basically. Look at the businesses that they bought. I didn't even realize until just last week that that Smithfield Meats is owned by China. And, you know, that's not a good thing. So the question becomes, what did the deep state have to do with the elections? What did the deep state have to do with the virus? All right. So they're trying to mess with the elections. Obviously, mail-in vote. There's one right there. That gets on my craw. The mail-in vote really gets on my craw, because there are so many, just in Pennsylvania alone, there's over, you know, 600,000 voters who either haven't voted or are dead that are still on the polls. In fact, the state of Pennsylvania is being sued right now for that, to try to get those names off the ballot. Big issue here, but they still can't shut down the world. So this whole thing is, the big thing right now is that it's not just the Democrats. The Democrats have gone off their rockers. They really have. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind about that. However, if we go on social media, if we go on this podcast like we have tonight, and we say Democrats caused the virus, or the Chinese caused the virus, we're going to be considered nutcases, tin hats. So we need to approach this in the right manner. We need to look at the facts. The facts is, there are a number of facts. The facts that we know are that this virus started in China. The virus came from China. Did it come from a laboratory? Was it created? My theory is that this virus was created either generationally or, you know, through other methods, most likely generationally. That's why when you go and you say, oh, they use gene splicing. Well, I doubt that. Because you can prove gene splicing, but you can't really prove if they did a generational, just the normal, like you would do with your plants when you try to make a good tomato or a good grape or whatever, by just, you know, going from one generation to the next. But it's definite. The fact is, it came from China. Now, did the Democrats get that from China? Why would the Chinese want to work with the Democrats? Well, they don't. The fact is, it's the deep state. Like what last week's podcast, I discussed the various cartels that are involved around the world. It's all about control. It's all about power, and it's about money. And the fact is, the biggest pull for those involved in what we call the deep state, and there are some Republicans involved in the deep state. There are some libertarians involved. There's some people that have no affiliation, and there's some many countries that are involved. The fact is that the biggest business, the biggest, now hear me out, this goes over the Chinese, this goes over Walmart, this goes over everything. The biggest business in the entire world. Yeah, one of my listeners just mentioned Mitt Romney. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Mitt Romney is one of the deep state. And he proved himself at the 2016 convention, where I was a delegate at that convention. But and he did prove himself deep state even then. But there are so many. The biggest business in the world is sex, drug, and organ trafficking. There is so much money. There are trillions and trillions of dollars. And the people that are involved in a deep state, in that part of the deep state, are your Hollywood actors, much of the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton for sure. China is a huge, huge one. China's biggest trade is organ trafficking. And same with Haiti. Haiti's another one. I have a whistleblower. For those who don't know or have come on board, I was the author of the book, Dark Water Game Over. And that book, I started by interviewing one whistleblower who came from Bulgaria. And he had an interesting story to tell. He's missing right now, by the way. He went back to Bulgaria and hasn't been seen. I doubt I'll hear from him again, but I have all of his information. And he was telling the story about how, you know, the Russians were involved, the Chinese were involved, and all these different parts of this big picture, so to speak. So the deep state is what you want to call it. So if you're on social media, and I see there's some notes. Mentioned on the look at my notes here on the computer. Planned Parenthood, Madonna, Ellen DeGeneres, Tom Hanks. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right, sir. Absolutely beyond any shadow of a doubt. all involved. And you forget all the ones in the view. Every one of them's involved. Point is, we need to, and the media is another big one. The CIA in our country. The CIA bought most of Disney of Disney's property when they were setting up their theme parks. They bought it because it would control the media. Now look at who controls the media. The entertainment controls the media. Disney controls most of the media. And you know, there's three basic media outlets in the entire country right now, and they basically run our television and everything, and they're all based on this deep state conspiracy. You know, these deep state conspirators that are in there to basically shut down our economy for their own personal gain. But they don't want to see. Here's my take on it. That Donald Trump was the fuse. He was the match that lit the fuse. The fuse has been going for quite some time, since even the 1970s, 1980s, since John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy was on the verge of completely taking down the Federal Reserve and eliminating the last of the New Deal projects that were going on. And guess what? He mysteriously vanished under mysterious circumstances. Richard Nixon pulled everyone off the gold standard in 1971, and all of a sudden, you know, the world changed, and he was forced to resign, and forced to quit. 71. Thank you, sir. I was close. 1971. That's why I have an audience. And the point is that when someone like Donald Trump gets close to shutting down this cartel, the deeper you go, the bigger your chances are of getting yourself into trouble. And I pray for this man every day of my life. I really do. I mean, I've worked with the guy many years ago. We wrote a book. There was a fellow named Phil Berg, really wonderful individual. He was the first person to sue Barack Obama for his birther theory that the birth certificate wasn't valid. And in fact, we have proof even right now in our possession that Barack Obama has, if nothing else, has a dual citizenship. He has a Kenyan citizenship, no doubt, because he owns property in Kenya, and you can look that up. And in order to own property in Kenya to be able to do that, in the time he purchased that, now it's changed since, but in the time when he purchased that, you had to be a citizen, and there's been no renouncing of a citizenship in Kenya. But anyway, Donald Trump got involved with us in that as well. And that's where he came out with his birther theory, which everybody denied. But, you know, guess what? This man is not a U.S. citizen, or at best he has dual citizenship. And, you know, the deep state buried that because the plan was to get, you know, put him in there for 8 years and then, you know, throw a woman in, throw Hillary Clinton in, figure, you know, there's your woman plus Clinton with all her money and her corruption. You throw the woman in and you extend Barack Obama's 8-year term to a 16-year term. And you turn the country socialist, basically, shut everything down. And, you know, that's why there was all this, lock her up. The movement was so great. And so many people understood where she was coming from. The money that goes into her fund, the corruption, the Jeffrey Epstein and the trips down to Haiti and other areas. I have another whistleblower. She actually wants me to write I'm hoping to write a book for her at some point. But she was been to Haiti several times and has actually seen the boats come in with Hillary Clinton and at the time Jeffrey Epstein was on board and others. And so even Bill Clinton's been on the involved in that as well, of course. So you know these people are the Antichrist is the only way I can describe it. It's Sodom and Gomorrah at this point, and it's time to move on. It's time to stop this mess. But we can't stop it by either putting false things on the social media, you can't stop it by discouraging the moderate Democrats. That's why I'm saying a lot of when we say the Democrats, I talk about the Democratic Party. There's a lot of Democrats that are just drinking the Kool-Aid, like a lot of Republicans and a lot of Trump supporters just drink the Kool-Aid and you're done with it. But at the root core, a lot of the Democrats really are moderates because there's a lot of things that they want that we want. They just don't know it because they're so brainwashed, by the, blue pill versus red pill. Absolutely right. I like that. That's a good one. Exactly. You know, which blue pill versus red pill, which do you cut, the red wire or the blue wire? The whole point is that this is not headed in a good direction if we don't, keep the momentum going. And I think that Trump, from what I've seen, and I've done a lot of the undercover work, I've been very deep. I ran for U.S. Senate in 2018 and got very involved with some of the individuals that are at a much deeper level in various operations. And through the Bulgarian government, through working with this whistleblower, there's a lot going on. But there's a lot that Donald Trump is working on that even I don't want to say anything to try to jinx that, but a lot of people are figuring it out that there's a method to his madness. And I just hope he can pull it off, because if he pulls it off, he's going to pull all of Hollywood in with him. He's going to pull all these deep state criminals in with him. I don't think Hillary Clinton's going to get taken down. She's got too much money and too much power. It's insane. So the way we need to deal with this, how do we deal with this on social media? We deal with this by stating the obvious. The virus came from China. There are issues with China right now. You don't have to say that the Democrats did it. Deep state is a word I use. And it seems my listeners use that word too a lot. Deep state, that's the big thing. Don't use the words, don't say, oh, the Democrats did. You can say the Democrats are trying to pull off, the election, trying to cheat on the election. That's for sure. That's a given. But when you're talking, the virus is the key, because right now the virus is the most sensitive issue. One of the things that I was just going to bring up, my listeners are ahead of me here. And that's if I'm stumbling a little, I'm reading these comments because there's a lot of great comments. Fauci is one of them. You look at his history. There's a lot going on there. A lot of the entire American Medical Association. I hate to say it, 99% of them are, they've already drank the Kool-Aid. It's too late to save them. If someone's being poisoned by a virus, by radiation, by anything else, and you're trying to cure something that you don't understand where it came from. That's one thing. But when you say that, in Science Daily in 2015, it says a new SARS-like virus can jump directly from bats to humans. No treatment available. Now, here's an interesting thought. This is something to think about, because everybody says the virus is fake. No, the virus is there. And they shut the entire economy down. The only time they've shut down an economy and made people wear masks was in 1918 with the virus in back in the last century. This is far worse, and it's worldwide. So they know something. They know something that's going on. They know that this is bigger than even the Spanish flu of 1918. It's even bigger than that. This is huge. This is something they know is very deadly. You can see it. If one person in a family gets sick, the whole family's in the hospital, and half of them die. It's there. There's no joking about that. So we can't joke about that. But we can make people aware of where this came from and what its purpose is. Its purpose is to take down our democracies, take down our democratic republic. I just saw a thing on this international satellite that was kind of interesting. They were talking about the democratic republics, and there were a couple of them that came to be and were taken down very quickly, because a republic is more able to take care of its citizens, and they don't want that. They don't want the citizens taking care of. The citizens are the slaves. Another comment I see on my screen here is legal genocide. That we discussed that actually for, I guess my guest wasn't here last week. That was the topic last week, and we were talking of Jane Burgermeister. And if you haven't heard of Jane Burgermeister, That's very important because Jane Burgermeister is the one that we're talking about that found evidence in 2009 of bioterrorism being conducted by, you know, Baxter Pharmaceuticals, by, you know, major, you know, game players. And of course, there's the Bill Gates of it all. Bill Gates is a big one. And Bill Gates and the I don't like to get too involved in his what he's into right now, whether he's going to profit from this or whether it's his ego. And that's another, you know, these touch points where you're going to set off the Democrats and you're going to lose votes. So what you can say is, you know, that Bill Gates profited off of other people. When from the very start, when he decided to create an operating system and create a computer, he had no operating system for his electronics. He had a great electronics, but no operating system. And he met a fellow in a bar and negotiated. The guy had a DOS operating system. Well, he ended up cheating this guy it's not Steve Jobs. Someone else. I'm looking at the comments again. I can't remember the fellow's name. I have to. You can go on Google and look at it. Look at the history. But he actually chiseled this guy out of his DOS operating system. And the guy, I gave him maybe $1,000 or something like that at the time. And the guy was happy. And then, you know, 2 years later, Bill Gates was a gazillionaire, and this fellow committed suicide. So I apologize for not having that in my fingertips, but that's easily Googleable for those who are interested. So where do we head for this? Where do we go? How do we resolve this problem? Well, we need to present the facts. We need to present the facts that, you know, yes, you know, we really can't afford to lose an entire nation, and yet there is a major problem going on. So we're going to have to make some concessions for a little bit, but shutting the, you know, entire nation down, what's the purpose of that? And they're shutting the whole world down. Again, you can't say it's about the election. And yes, the Democrats are capitalizing on this, but you don't shut the whole world down for that. There are other issues across the world. There's, you know, Brexit in England. There's the other Paris Accord. There's all kinds of other stuff that people are involved in that you know, the Chinese don't like. Chinese don't like, you know, making the nation green because they can't do it. It costs money, and, you know, that ruins their economy. But the big thing is, where did it start? It started most likely with the tariffs on China. It started with all the other issues with the Chinese government. It started with the Russian oil crisis, and it started with, you know, just so many things going on at once that this was the tip. If you research the facts, you'll find there must be 5 dozen things going on. And to make matters worse, I'm going to throw this little wrench in, and this will be a topic for another discussion. One of the books I wrote was on the state of the economy, and it was based on the failure of healthcare initially, but went on to show that as late as 2017, 2018, and even building up, even when they were saying the economy is so great, it really wasn't. We were throwing money at it. Basically, if you looked at the economy, even as Trump was progressing, the large corporations were doing fantastic. But you, me, and we, the people, were not. And the people of the world were not. The entire economy was in Depression-era statistics. And a lot of that is caused by the government handouts. So many government handouts, both to individuals and to large businesses. The businesses were doing great. The poorest of the poor, they were able to survive. But everyone in the middle class just vanished, and the economy actually had only about a 32% an actual 32% employment rate. And nobody will tell you that, because they don't consider the people that have given up. They don't consider the people on, you know, public assistance, and they take the actual workforce. Well, the workforce is has been limited. And without a decent workforce in your country, you can't tax that workforce if there is none. Therefore, there's no money to run your country. So we were headed down a very bad,
bad path, even as recent as the beginning of this year. And the odd thing is that this whole mess we're in right now might actually might actually be good for the worldwide economy. We were due for a major correction. In all honesty, I hate to see it go this way, but it, we're going to have a major correction. There's going to be major changes, no matter what party ends up in office. And believe me, I'm 100% convinced that Donald Trump will get in. The problem is that all this mess that we're in, one of the things that the Democrats, you can blame the Democrats for this one. One of the things that the Democrats did was, with this virus is, you can't have any groups. You can't have your football games. You can't have, guess what, your Trump rallies. Well, big deal. Trump's going to win anyway. You know, they I don't care what the polls say. Trump has a very high popularity right now. Problem is that if Trump wins and the Republican Party loses the Senate, then you might as well just kick Trump to the curb, because the first thing that the Congress is going to do is impeach Trump and then impeach Pence, and then they're going to do whatever they're going to do to change the country, basically. So we need to keep the Senate. We need to take back the House so that Trump can get something done. And My message, and we have a half hour show here, and I think I ran about 15 minutes over last time, so I want to keep this pretty much in as much as I can in time. But I'm going to tell you right now that what we need to do right now is we need to speak the truth, make sure that you're not passing on any kind of bad information. Be honest with people. Yes, there's a major conspiracy going on. You don't have to be real specific, but just don't, please do not blame the Democrats for the virus. That is the biggest thing. Hang on one second. That's the biggest problem right now. We need to ensure that we maintain the House and hopefully that we could get the Senate. If we lose the Senate, we're pretty much out of luck at this point. I don't even know where it would go if the Democrats gain the House and the Senate. I'm not even sure where it would go, but it's just not going to be a good thing. So what you need to do is you need to get out there and explain the situation to people that are sitting on the edge. You need to explain the situation to those who are fence-sitting, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. There's a lot of Republicans there that are questionable. And you need to explain to them that if we lose the Senate, we lose the House, then you might as well vote for Joe Biden, because at that point, That's where it's headed. And next week is going to be interesting too. Next week we're going to talk about mail-in ballots. And I'm going to see. I haven't done this yet. We're going to try this, because this fellow that's been going back and forth that I've been kind of stumbling over my words for is online. We're going to try it to see if we can get him to call in. I don't have a headset here, so I hope it doesn't feed back. Let's give it a spin and see what we can do here. I'm going to see if I can invite him on board for a few minutes.
Can you hear me?
And it's Eric. Eric, can you hear me? Are you there? Can you say something?
I can hear you.
It says you're connected.
Yes. Yeah, I find your podcast to be very informative.
Connected online. Music. Okay. No, we can do this, and it's not letting me connect for some reason. I apologize.
I can hear you if you can hear me.
Eric, I assume you still hear me on the podcast.
I hear you.
It says that we're connected, but I don't hear you. I mean, you're welcome to join. I'd love to hear your comments. If we can't do this tonight, we might have to do this next week because we're running out of time at this point.
Very nice. I'll go ahead and give you my comments.
A lot of great comments. And
it kind of made me stumble. I'm usually a smooth talker, and
I'm unfortunately not tonight because I'm reading his comments and trying to respond to some of them as well. But anyway, next week we're going to talk about mail-in ballots, what the real ramifications of a mail-in ballot is. And it's not just whether or not you there's going to be cheating involved or missing ballots or that sort of thing.
There right.
are many more ramifications, especially for the smaller candidates and for candidates that aren't well funded. So that'll be next week's topic. And Eric, I apologize. I'll figure out what's going on with the call-in. I'd love to be able to talk to you if you're around next Thursday. Even though we're talking about,
I'll be back next Thursday.
Welcome to. We'll fit you in. I think it's a really great, some really great ideas you have, and I'd love to hear from you. So for that, I'm going to say good evening, and I have your email, Eric. I will send you an email as well. I'm online, by the way. If you look me up, you got my name there in the podcast. Anybody is more than welcome to connect with me, and have ideas or topics you want to hear on the air. Let me know. More than happy to bring you on if I can get you on online. Again, it should have worked. I don't know why it didn't. Anyway, so we'll see you next week.
And good night. Until next week, then.
Same station. And if you missed it or you caught it at the end, it's going to be online for your listening pleasure. And if you have any comments, send them to me or directly through EA Media. You have a great evening. Mm-hmm.